Good afternoon, everyone. It's Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are live in the studio as always. And it's a good day. It's a gorgeous day. It's a little cool outside. Nan is here with me in the studio. And Megan will be joining us in just a few moments from Indiana. And we had a great service this morning. Tell the people how we've gone back to Sunday mornings.
Well, we've gone back to Sunday mornings, except a slight alteration in time. Instead of beginning at 10, it begins at 10:30.
Right. Yes. Well, we tried the evening, Sunday evening thing for a couple months, but it really wasn't working out with some people's schedules, and it was just easier to go back to Sunday morning. So felt kind of like old times today to get up and be at church in the morning.
It did. Go to church and then go to radio show after that rather than start at the radio show and go to church.
Right. You know, so. Yeah. It was kind of different when we were doing it the other way, but it doesn't matter. Just so we are together in worshiping God, and what a great time of worship we had today, Nan.
Oh, it was just fantastic. You know, I was thinking on the way over here, you know, we say this every Sunday, but it really is fantastic every Sunday. I was reflecting upon my, you know, basically all my adult life I've been in church, and
right.
I know there's been some times I've walked away and the services weren't good, you know,
right.
That not at Beacon, but at other places I've had that happen. So, I mean, Beacon, God just hits it on the spot, and every Sunday it's just like fantastic.
Oh, I tell you. Yeah, I think I lost my mascara with the crying this morning,
yes.
I swear.
You held it up there pretty good. The mascara still looks fine.
Whoa, I tell you, because God was just moving among us and doing a powerful thing. And as we begin to worship, and that is what it takes, as you begin to worship, enter his presence, he so ministers to us in such a beautiful way and lets us feel his love and his goodness. And that's what was going on around the room.
Right.
People were being healed. And
yes.
Oh, my. It was just one of those days. Praise God.
It was. I stay in the back during the praise and worship to greet people if they come in. But I can also have more of a freedom of worship back there. You know, walk back and forth, pace, whatever. You know, it's
sure.
not distracting to anybody. And, I mean, I was just watching people. I wasn't watching them to watch them, but couldn't help but see that different ones would maybe raise their hands who normally don't raise their hands.
Sure.
Or different ones, you know, one in particular bowed her head. And, you know, and just, it was just...
A lot of crying
see,
going
a lot of
on today.
To see the responsiveness
yes.
of the people
yes.
to the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Woo, yes.
That was very good. And that's what was happening this morning.
And it is the response of the Holy Spirit. It's responding to the move of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
Because, you know, we can sing a song, and I grew up in church just like you did all my life, and I've heard many, many times been in church where the songs were just songs, that's all. And they didn't have the anointing upon them. And the anointing is God's presence, and we're going to talk more about that today. And just what happens when God comes down and puts his presence on a song, and how it can turn so amazingly into a mighty move of God, you know?
Well, you know, what's interesting with our songs is you guys, you know, kind of pray about it and
sure.
follow the leading of the Lord of which ones to have. It's
right.
not like we have a set that we do it this weekend, then maybe we'll do it in 6 months. That's not the way it is at all.
No,
you kind of pull them together as
sure.
God leads.
Sure.
But then in the midst of that, after you guys got through singing the ones that you had pulled
thought
together,
we were going to do,
you were
yeah.
going into some other ones that, you know, that were not amongst those ones that were originally
planned
on singing.
They were not on the schedule.
On
right.
not on the schedule.
But I love that. Always have. I love the way the Holy Spirit moves. In the church I pastored in Indiana, rarely, for 7 years, rarely did we have much of a song set planned at all, really. the piano player at that time was so, just like Nathan is, so able to just move in the spirit. And he is too. You right. know, he's just so able to do that, the keyboard, and then everybody else follows. And it's just amazing the liberty that you have in worship when we allow God to do his thing in a typical, in a song, a worship song, just what happens and how people are moved on the inside, you know, and feel God's presence. And that's really what it's all about.
On occasion, I mean, there might be, I don't know this, but sometimes, if, you know, what, there's a song that says, or a verse that says that burdens are lifted away.
Yes.
And
we sang that today. Burdens are lifted at okay. Calvary. That's where you remember that.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. Now I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just the way it is. And if people have lack in their life, or people are needing something, or people are dealing with something, the responsiveness they have to the Holy Spirit moving and just being there and being in his presence
right.
and waiting upon him, it really does lift them up, does help
absolutely.
Give them guidance and direction.
It did to me, and it did to you.
Yeah,
today.
Absolutely. You know, and that's just, but then you can choose not to do that.
Exactly.
It's a choice. We have a choice.
We're going to talk more about mm-hmm. that choice to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in just a few moments. We're glad you've joined us on our live two-hour show. We are an hour earlier now than we were for many years. 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock Tampa time. And next Sunday, we will be celebrating our 300th radio
Yay.
Show. Yeah, that requires a bell. 300. Today is number 299. So that's pretty good. That's pretty exciting. And you know, God has supplied for the finances for this show through all these years. And we thank God for that. So it's a joy to be on the air with you today, and we're going to talk about Luke chapter 3, if you have your Bible, Luke 3 and 4, and we're going to talk about Jesus and as he began his ministry, and Megan will join us in a few moments, but a song that is one of Megan's favorites, I know, because I've heard it on her iPod, is from Matthew West, "The Healing Has Begun." Listen to this, you'll love it.
Carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall, just let them fall. The healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name. Those tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain. 'Cause today is the day. Yeah, today is the day. They felt so far. So so don't be afraid to show them your beautiful scars, 'cause they're the proof. Yeah, you're the proof. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun.
Praise God. The healing has begun. How true. I love some of those words. I jotted a few down. There's a world full of people dying from broken hearts. Boy, that song fits right into where we're going to go today. Talking about the power of the Holy Spirit as first manifested in the life of Jesus as he walked this earth. Another line that I love, lift up your eyes. Mercy remembers your name. All right. I don't know about y'all, but we each one need mercy in our lives. I know I do. Mercy remembers my name, and mercy is the very nature of Almighty God. And it's exciting to know that we can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's the title of this new series, Nan, that we started today, In the Power of the Holy Spirit. Woo. Powerful.
Powerful. I mean, I'm really excited about this. I mean, I get excited about all the series, but this one I'm really excited about because it's just going to be totally awesome.
Well, it's so cool. Like we were talking a minute ago, how the Holy Spirit moved in our service this morning. Mm-hmm. So he demonstrates his power. He demonstrates his presence among us, and it changes our lives, yes, which is exactly what it's supposed to do. Luke chapter 3, John the Baptist was baptizing. I want to start here in about verse 16. And the people were thinking maybe John the Baptist was the promised Messiah. Well, we know he wasn't. Jesus was the promised Messiah. But John the Baptist, when the people started saying, wait a minute, maybe you're the Messiah, John the Baptist says in Luke 3, verse 16, I'm baptizing you here in the river. The main character in this drama, to whom I'm a mere stagehand, will ignite the kingdom life. Now, that's in the Message Bible, and if you take notes, write that down. Here's what God is wanting to do in each of us as we begin this new series and we begin a new year in a couple days. God wants to ignite the kingdom life within us. Now, Romans 14:17 says, it's not what you eat or drink. The kingdom of God is not what you eat or drink. Doesn't matter. I have a nice Diet Coke right here. This Diet Coke has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. It has, you know, we can get hung up on traditions and rules, right, and how long is your skirt, which I don't even have one.
Maybe the question is if you have a skirt.
If you have a skirt. Or, you know, how short is your hair, Nan? And, okay. And all those good things. And it's not about external things. It's not about how much jewelry you have. It's not about those things. It's about the condition of your heart. And so Paul said in Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is not eat or drink. It's not what you eat or drink. It's not those kinds of things. But it's righteousness, God's place, his right standing, us being in right standing with him. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We're going to learn in this series how to walk in that righteousness, how to walk in that peace, and how to walk in that joy. That's what it's all about. And so John the Baptist says here, that the person, Jesus, the Messiah, is going to ignite the kingdom life. And believe me, that's what Jesus taught on all the time, the kingdom life. And it says, a fire, the Holy Spirit within you, will change you from the inside out. That's what he's going to do. This series is going to teach us how to be changed from the inside out. Because God's Holy Spirit is not interested in that sweater you have on there, Nan, or this one I have on. It's not about what we wear. It's not about how we look. It is about what's going on the inside of us, you know?
I was thinking when you were naming the various measures, if you will, that certain denominations have utilized in determining your,
sure,
godliness.
Right. of godliness.
I couldn't say that sentence again in my
Megan, God. Get ready to comment on that because, go ahead, Nan.
But, you know, I was thinking, you know, all through my teenage years, and of course, living with my parents, being very starched in the particular denomination that we were, I heard about it all the time. But then when I was not living in their home anymore, I was with my husband, I did a lot of those things that I wasn't ever able to do. It really wasn't out of rebellion. It was just I finally had freedom. And I think sometimes I look back on it, and the church denomination I attended spent so much time talking about what you weren't supposed to do.
Amen.
They didn't spend enough time really, you know, it was all hellfire and brimstone.
Yes.
And it was about your skirt, your hair, your jewelry, your makeup. And it wasn't about talking. I mean, the word, what is there for us?
Exactly.
Because they got caught up in religious rituals and belief system.
And when we get caught up like that, we don't have the kingdom of God ignited within us. Megan, are you with us, dear one? One of our radio team members who we love so much up in Indiana. Megan, dear, are you there? She's there? Megan, can you hear us?
Are you there?
Yeah, there we go. All right. Okay, we lost you there for a minute. Did you hear everything we were just saying?
I sure did.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Nan.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
We miss you, Megan.
It's cold down here.
We terribly miss you guys. It's really cold up here.
I bet it is.
Sorry, she asked you a question, but I just had to say hello.
We were just talking about how John the Baptist says this: what Jesus is coming to do is to ignite the kingdom life, a fire, the Holy Spirit within us, changing us from the inside out. And we were just talking about how religious systems so often get caught up in how long your hair is or how whether or not you have a skirt on or whatever. You want to comment on all that?
Oh, I would love to comment on all that.
Please do.
First off is, you know, referencing John baptizing people in water.
Right.
Water is a very large symbolism in the Bible.
Yes.
Because if we don't have the living water flowing through us, that our churches and us can have that spiritual absence, that fire deep down inside of us.
Right. We got to have the water.
And
yes.
You do. You got to have the water. And the water is the word of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And you know, I've been to a couple of churches in my short life, and if we're not humble of heart,
right,
if we're not prepared to face the word that is being spoken in the service, if we come in hardened and still carrying our burdens and still carrying our sins upon us, we're not going to walk out of there with that refreshed spirit.
Woo.
and that joy that we're supposed to have when we are around the Holy Spirit, which is God.
Amen. That's exactly right. But a lot of people go to church for the wrong reason. Maybe their families want them to go or whatever. And maybe nothing's really going on the inside of them when they're there. And that's what you're saying here. The word has got to be doing a fresh work within us, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. We have to allow it to come into our lives.
I love the way John the Baptist says here that Jesus was coming to ignite the kingdom life, a fire, the Holy Spirit within us, changing us from the inside out, cleaning house and making a clean sweep of our lives. And then the next sentence, and I want both of you to comment on this, is this is John's words about Jesus. He'll place everything true in its proper place before God. Everything false he'll put out with the trash to be burned. Oh my, Nan, comment on that. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, changing us from the inside out.
I was just letting it soak in.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool. You know, he's the one who can let us see everything that is true.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of falsehoods.
Yes.
And sometimes we can feel, I don't want to say arrogant, feel better than, feel higher in a higher level than we think. You know, we just get like a religious
prideful
spirit kind of thing
religious
going on.
Spirit,
in us, you know. And the Holy Spirit can, you know, can shine the light on that to let us see that is not true.
Exactly.
That is not true. And I will help you sweep it out with the trash.
Sweep it out with the trash.
If you will allow me to do that.
So it's allowing God. Go ahead, Megan. Allowing the Holy Spirit to do a work, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it's like I've been doing some reading from yesterday through this morning, is that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
Amen.
And in your daily lives, you know, we get up and we have all these lists of things that we have to do, and we're tempted to sin, and the Holy Spirit allows us to see the truth of situations that we're faced with.
Amen.
When we let Him control our path.
Right. And there's so many times, you're exactly right, that's the role of the Holy Spirit, but there's so many times, Megan, that we just do our own thing, and we aren't even aware. We can go through the day, we can go through hours, and not be in communion with God, and not be listening to how to handle, you know, certain situations. We just are doing our own thing, kind of oblivious to the power of the Holy Spirit working on the inside of us, don't you think?
I agree. And, you know, it comes all back around. We talk about this a lot, is the word control.
Yes.
And some people become so self-guarded because they can't give up control.
Exactly.
And I think as a society now, we've been so taught self-preservation.
Right.
And so giving up control isn't easy. And when you become Spirit-filled, we're given a totally different power. We have to give up our power in order to gain a greater power from the Lord.
Amen. Absolutely. And John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus, and John understood the work of Jesus coming to this earth to show us God the Father and to teach us about the Holy Spirit. And John is saying here, if you'll really get on board with this kingdom life, the Holy Spirit's going to clean you up from the inside out. Nan, talk to me about that. What does that mean, to be cleaned up from the inside out? Because that is something a lot of people, I think, don't get any. They don't even have any concept of that. They may have a concept of getting saved and knowing that they're going to heaven. But when it comes to the continual work of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, they may not get that. You want to talk about that? And then, Megan, we'll get to you for that.
Well, I think that, you know, attitudes. A lot of things has to do with attitudes. Is, I mean, you come to Jesus, you're asking to forgive you, I accept you as Savior, and then they go on. But they really, I mean, yes, they're saved, but they really miss in the boat when they don't
right.
move forward and understand the moving of the Holy Spirit in their life.
Yes.
He will shine,
yes.
to use, just like shine a light on,
shine a light.
On your jealousy,
yes.
on your pride. You may have hatred
right.
for somebody. All of those things are not, obviously, attributes that God wants you to have.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit will help you deal with those if you choose. They're going to choice if you choose to want Him to help you with those.
Absolutely.
But it's a so much better life living it with the Holy Spirit in your life. And you know, like little things, like, you know, like something happened, and maybe I'll just maybe react wrong, just a little bit wrong, and then the Holy Spirit will check me, and by
right.
checking me, it'll bring to remembrance, I don't think you were supposed to handle it that way. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You right, know, exactly.
Please help me. But it's a continual, that he's always there.
And he's teaching us
as
yes.
we go forward. You know?
Amen. Megan, go with that.
Well, what I was going to say is, when you talk about letting the Holy Spirit take over, is like you guys were talking about this morning in church, that during praise and worship that there was a lot of crying going on.
Yeah.
And I had some of that going on up here myself, and it's just like it was a day of cleansing.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, when you are carrying baggage such as, you know, sins that you've done, or hey, maybe you didn't treat your sister the way you should have in a phone call that you just had with her. I feel like when the Holy Spirit is working on me, is I have those moments of weeping where I know that I have done wrong, or I have been too hard on myself,
right?
And I have been trying too much to be in control of the situation when I should just sit back and relax and take it one moment at a time, because that's the way that the Holy Spirit works. If you let Him lead you, then you won't make mistakes.
I like what you're talking about here as far as control, because so often we seem to think we are the master of our destiny. You know, we seem to think that we're the one in charge. And when you give your life to Jesus and you say, God, come in to my heart and live in me, then you are supposed to learn how to relinquish that control over to God and become more and more dependent on him. And I was talking about that this morning, and I really, really believe that so many in the body of Christ have never even understood that there is a Christian life past the day they got saved. They're just stopped right there. You know, that's it. Do you know what I'm saying, Megan? And then we'll come to Nan here in a minute.
I know exactly what you're saying, because in some of the churches that I've been in, the Holy Spirit is not talked about a lot.
Right.
And we're not, I don't want to say taught, but we don't discuss how the Holy Spirit plays a part in our spiritual path.
Right.
And what we have to realize is the day that we sold our heart out to God, the day that we let God in our lives, the day that we repented of our sins, that's the time when the Holy Spirit came into our hearts right then and there.
Exactly.
You know, it's not this huge astronomical event that's going to take place in your life. There may be one that takes place in your life, but it's there at that moment in time, and it's up to us to take that and use it and not squelch it by trying to control it. Does that make sense?
Totally. And it's just surrendering over the control of our lives and realizing that, you know, step one in the AA, you know, steps is realizing that there's a higher power, you know. And we have to turn our lives over to that higher power, which is God Almighty, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Mighty Counselor, Eternal Father. Whoa, amen. Nan, talk about that.
Control is an interesting thing. You know, I have a tendency sometimes to try to control the things around me.
No way.
Oh, you knew.
Yes, that's okay. We all
but
do.
It's, you know, our lives are so much richer when we allow God control of our lives.
Yes.
When I'm in control at times, I'm really not in control of it now. I've turned it to him. But at times when I was very much in control of my life, I just made a mess out of everything, you know?
Right.
With God in control, Holy Spirit there, you know, pricking me at times when maybe I didn't exactly handle things correctly or whatever. I mean, he's like a friend. He's there. He's
exactly.
He's like
your
a friend. He's like, you know, a friend of yours.
Exactly.
Travels there with you, you know, you know, some people and some, and maybe some people listening today maybe wouldn't necessarily really understand that, having not experienced that or been around that at their churches where maybe they've attended or whatever. And hopefully by the time, and I feel strongly, by the time this show's over, they'll come to better understanding.
Amen.
Which is why you're teaching on this right
yes,
now.
Yes, sure.
But, I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, he is a great friend and just there, you know, and he's with you. He's within you. He's there.
Didn't we grow up singing that old hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus?
Exactly.
All our sins and griefs to bear, you know, and learning that he is our friend. That is an excellent point. Go with that, Megan.
Oh, you know, just before I got on the radio, I do my exercises, but it's amazing when I was on the treadmill and I just started the weeping, and I knew it's like, hey, I'm trying to talk to you here, kid. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
And it's important, you know, God doesn't come after us and try to attack us to get our attention.
Right.
It's not what he does. He's just like Nan said, he's a friend, and friends are loving and caring, hold us when we're down, cheer us up when we're sad, all those things, and it's just, it's amazing the peace that comes when you have experienced, just like at your church this morning, I call it the spirit of fire.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know that the Holy Spirit is upon you because you're weeping and your heart is being humbled there before the Lord, and he's working a miracle through you in that moment. And you may at that time not know what that is, but at some point you will realize, oh, Wow, that was awesome.
Well, and that's exactly what was going on this morning at Beacon of Hope, because it was suddenly very apparent that there were angels in the room, that the Holy Spirit was moving around the room, ministering to people. As you would hear this one sob or that one sob, God was working in a supernatural, deep way of cleansing and healing. And he's the one that brings healing anyway. And what he was just doing his work. Nan, comment on that. That was so cool.
It was a pretty cool service to be in, you know, and to feel the moving of the Spirit of God in such a mighty way, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, there's you're there with your church family.
Right.
And, you know, he moved, you know, you can see, like, congregationally wise, he was moving, but that's individual in each one's life.
Yes.
He was moving, those who were receptive to
right.
him moving. And I think about everybody was.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It just, you know, there people's needs were met. Healing was going on. You know, just, you know, lives were being touched and ministered to as a result of the Holy Spirit's move in the service this morning.
Well, you got it. Let's look at this background where John the Baptist is now out baptizing people and bringing them to a fresh awareness of God Almighty. These are Israelite people that have grown up with the Torah. They've grown up in the synagogue. They've grown up hearing the word, but yet here's this crazy wild man who's dressed up in camel's hair and sit out in the desert eating honey all the time and Honey Nut Cheerios, probably. Actually. And here he
without
is out
milk.
There without
no milk.
And here and now he begins to baptize in water, and it says here in Luke 3 verse 7, crowds of people came out for baptism because it was the popular thing to do. I find that very interesting. And then John blows up and says, wait a minute, it's not about you getting in the river and thinking that a little bit of water is going to deflect God's judgment. It's your life that must change, not your skin. And then he just goes on to say, you know, it's not about washing your skin with water. It's about washing your heart and your life. Megan, talk to me about this, because John the Baptist was confronted with people who wanted to get baptized because everybody was getting baptized. You know, the popular thing to do.
Yep, and the world is still that way today. Whatever is popular, people follow behind other people just
exactly.
to be in, quote-unquote, the in crowd.
Yes.
And
yes.
and it's very sad, because if you are baptized and you're, and just speaking back to Luke 3, what did you say, verse 7?
Yeah.
Is if those people were just showing up because that was the cool thing to do, then they truly were not humble of heart
right.
in preparing their hearts for the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
That's plain to the point.
Well, and so true. The crowd asked John in Luke 3, verse 10, the crowd asked him, then what are we supposed to do? Verse 11, he says, if you have two coats, give one away. Do the same with your food. Now, what he was not talking about your actual coats or your food, he's really teaching, learn to be a giver. Learn to be generous, okay? And then in verse 12 of Luke 3, tax men came to be baptized. They said, teacher, what should we do? He says, don't be extorting. Collect only what's required. So now here he's talking about being honest. Be a giver. Be honest. And then the soldiers, what should we do? And he said, contentment. Learn to be content. Don't try to swindle people and things like this. And so, I mean, what he was talking about, John the Baptist, was let's have a change of heart. Let's have a change of heart. Learn to be a giver. Learn to be honest. Learn to be content, like Paul said, in whatever circumstances you're in. Talk to me about that, Megan, and then I'll go to Nan for a comment. Go ahead.
Sure, definitely. And the other thing he told the soldiers was no shakedowns and no blackmail. And
yeah.
That's funny. It's not funny, but it's weird, because to this day in this world, people lie, cheat, and steal.
Exactly.
And that is not of a humble heart of our Savior.
Amen.
That is not how we are supposed to act. And, you know, just going back to being a mom, is when you're granted that gift, that day you have to stop being selfish. It's not
exactly.
about you.
Yes.
You have to take care of this child that was given to you.
Amen.
And that's what John was trying to tell these people, is stop being selfish.
Right.
Start loving each other with the love that God loves us with, so that we can give unto others as God is going and is still giving to us.
Amen. So what John was saying was, it's not about an outward cleansing. You got to have an inward change on the inside. And water baptism is only an outward expression of the inward change. That's all water baptism is. And the actual act of being baptized in water is not going to change you. It's what happens in your heart. Nan, talk to me about this.
Well, you're talking about giving, you have two coats, give one, do the same thing with your food. I think just pure humanistic behavior, many times for people, some just have personalities for that, but many times for a lot of people, it's just, it doesn't come natural to
be a giver.
To be a giver. But, you know, as Christians and as, you know, you have the Holy Spirit leading you, you know, you need to do those things.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, if God tells you to take something off your arm, piece of jewelry, whatever,
right,
the gift, so you better follow the leading
follow
of the
along.
Lord. He will bless you for that. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, he blesses you for what you do. You don't give with the intent of, you know, well, what's God going to give me?
Right.
But you give because of that inside change that's taken in place. You give
because
of the love you have
to.
Within you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You desire to give.
To give.
You're
stuff
a giver.
People.
You give me Diet Coke all the time, which are great. She does, Cedric. She gives me, yeah.
But, I mean,
cartons of Diet Coke.
It is a very, for myself personally, it's a very rewarding,
yes,
you know, when you have the opportunity to get to share something with somebody.
Right.
And you don't go around and tell people about it then.
Nobody,
you know,
but the whole world knows that you give me Diet Coke.
Well, you've told them. It's not been me. I sneak them in your truck.
That's true. All right. Megan, talk to us about this, because this is Jesus, his attitudes right here that John the Baptist was trying to communicate to these people.
Exactly. And, you know, people following other people, that can, in some circumstances, can be a good thing, especially if you're, you know, if you're following your best friend who is a devout Christian and tries to walk in the Holy Spirit and be of a giving heart. But if you're going to follow, why not be right up next to that person and be of the same mindset?
Amen.
And be enthralled with that giving spirit that Jesus gives us and lets us give from our heart and do things for other people. And like Nan said, not for, well, hey, if I give her this, well, what am I going to get in return, God?
Right.
Hey, no, you don't do that. That's not how Jesus wants us to be.
You're exactly right. And so John the Baptist was pointing out to these people, look, you all have to have a heart change. And if you have a heart change, then your actions will follow. Okay? And this is so true. And Jesus came to this earth to show us the Father's heart. Okay? And when we get a picture of the Father's heart and allow the Holy Spirit to pour that living water into us continually, and our attitudes start to change, wow, our lives totally change, don't they, Nan? I mean, we're not the same person we used to be when we're really walking in the power of the Spirit.
No, we're not. I just began a new Bible study, a 28-day Bible study, and it was so cool. Yesterday's was about the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
I thought
cool.
That was cool. I had had that before you texted. That's what we were going to be talking about today. And it's such a life-changing experience. I kind of walk with extra little step.
Yeah, sure.
A little spunk in the step, or however you want to say it, you know.
Sure.
Because of the relationship. I mean, that's the most important relationship you can have.
Amen.
And John was, you know, alluding to and pointing out, you know, the Messiah was coming and, you know, the Holy Spirit,
right,
and everything. And that's the most important relationship I have in my life.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I love you. I love Connie. I love Megan, Betty, and a lot of people I love. But Jesus Christ, that's why I'm able to love you guys.
Amen. That's right. Because sometimes we're not that lovable, right, Meg?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Sometimes we're not that lovable, but we're still supposed to love each other.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, we are.
So comment on that, Megan, before we go to Bob Carlisle's song, Living Water.
Well, I think, you know, is when, like Nan said, you walk with a little skip in your step.
Yeah.
Is, I've had a couple of rough days over Christmas.
Okay.
And But today was a new day, and I believe that this is a day of cleansing for a lot of people.
Amen.
Hopefully that are listening, because as I was running this morning, I was listening to a song, God Is Not Dead.
Yes.
And the words in those songs were, God, shake this ground for revival.
Woo! And, amen.
And I agree. So if y'all hear thunder or you feel the ground shake a little bit, that's God saying, hey, I'm ready to cleanse you. I just need you to relinquish your control of your life and step out here into my arms and let me help you.
Amen, sister. And this is exactly what John the Baptist was preaching out there in the wilderness. Let God's Holy Spirit change you from the inside out. Let God's Spirit clean house within you. What better time as we end a year and start a new year than to talk about God's ability and power to do that very thing in our lives? Listen to this song, and then Nan and Megan will be back with us. Living Water by Bob Carlyle.
I'm lying here alone in the dark. I hear your voice gently say, come to me. I long for your love like the earth longs for the rainfall. I'm weary, Lord, I've wandered this desert too long. So come, living water, flow through me like a river. My heart's been thirsting so
Great song. I love that song. Come Living Water and Flow Through Me. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're talking today on Living the Good Life about the power of the Holy Spirit, how Jesus came to this earth and what he did while he was here. We've been just gone through the Christmas season about his birth. We know he grew up. And about the age of 30, he began his public ministry, which was only a 3-year period of time that he ministered. He came with a definite purpose. He came to show us and ignite, John the Baptist says in Luke 3:16. He came to ignite the kingdom life of fire, the Holy Spirit within us. Jesus came to teach us all about the Father. And we've been talking in this first hour about relinquishing the control that we all want to have on our own lives and how we have to learn to walk in that living water. I love that song because it just reminds us one more time about the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Megan, comment on that, will you?
I will comment on that, Pastor.
Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome, man. I was just listening to that song. I picked up a book yesterday at a Christian bookstore, and it references John 7:37-39.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where Jesus was speaking and said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them."
Yes.
And by rivers of living water, Jesus was referring to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So, and the book also talks about how, you know, how you have a night where there's some dew that's settled on the grass or the flowers. Is if we're too busy running around like a chicken with our head cut off, out of control, but we think we're in control, how will dew ever settle upon us if we don't take a moment to let God minister to our hearts and begin to let that water flow through us the way that he wants it to?
Whoa, Megan, that's profound. And I do love that scripture you just quoted, John 7:37-39, because Jesus was standing up there in the tabernacle announcing, okay, the Holy Spirit is the living water. And you're going to learn to flow in that. So, Dan, answer Megan's question. If we are too busy running around, how is that dew of his presence going to settle down on us and in us?
It's not going to. We're moving too fast.
Right.
We need to settle down. And I think maybe sometimes some people are afraid of settling down.
Oh, amen.
Because they're afraid of what the Holy Spirit will show them.
Absolutely.
You know, but amen. But the Holy Spirit is like is a very good friend.
Right.
And so, you know, Megan's a friend of mine.
Right.
I would only do good things for Megan because I love Megan.
Right.
And she's a sweet, sweet person. And that's the way the Holy Spirit is. What is, you know, it's like baking a cake.
All right. Do you do that, Nan?
I bake brownies.
I love cake.
All right. Well, Nan makes brownies, Megan, and deviled eggs. That's exactly angel eggs. That's what she does.
I do angel
eggs.
But, you know, it takes a little bit of time. It takes time in the oven for it to come out right.
Exactly.
And that's the way it is with us being able to settle down. The dew fall upon us. It takes time sometimes. But if we're still long enough for it to happen, it's not going to necessarily happen the way it needs to, because we're so busy running around in almost a chaotic type of attitude.
Oh, totally.
Because we're so busy thinking that we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing, and we're doing this, and I'm doing this for so-and-so, and I'm doing this for the church, and you're just not settling down long enough to spend that time for the Holy Spirit and the dew to settle in on you like
so
as if
profound.
You were a flower or if you were grass like the dew does.
Exactly. Megan, comment on that, because she's right on and you're right on.
Definitely. And, you know, I'll say this is, I picked up the Bible, you know, I try to do it as much as I can every morning, but there's days when I just, okay, there's a scripture there, okay, I got it, here we go, let's start the day.
Right.
But the thing of it is when you do that, how are you letting the Holy Spirit minister to you if you're not starting out with prayer saying, okay, Lord, lead me to a scripture, open my mind and my heart so that I can receive these words that you're trying to give me, so right. that they will sink in instead of just washing off of our back and then away
exactly.
we go.
Yes. So true. Go ahead.
Well, one thing, I mean, personally here, I said I started this new Bible study, and so I've been doing it every morning. Right now I'm not working because the school's out for 2 weeks, so it's been really nice. And I've been starting my mornings with this Bible study going on, except for one I didn't, but all of it, that was my morning thing. And that way, however much time the Lord and I spent together on that, it didn't matter. I didn't have anywhere I needed to go.
Right.
Last night, I had difficulty sleeping. So I was able to get up and get to church when I basically was supposed to be there. But so I didn't get to spend that time yet in that Bible study. I'm
right.
really looking forward to being able to do that, later in this day, just because God is meeting me there.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
so awesome. He's teaching me so much, and I'm journaling it,
right.
and the answers to the questions, I'm writing them in a journal. And, I miss that time. I miss that time this morning with God, with the Holy Spirit, with my best friend Jesus, because, I didn't get up in time to do that.
And when we miss it, we begin to realize, whoa, I need some fresh Rhema word today. Like the children of Israel were fed manna every day, but they weren't fed enough in one day to last 5 months. And some people act that way with their spiritual lives. They go to church once every few months or every few weeks and think that's it, or they never spend any quality time alone with God. Doesn't have to be in church, but the power of the Holy Spirit so often moves in church setting.
Oh, absolutely. And he did,
right.
I mean I missed that personal time that I been having every morning with him.
Whoa.
I missed that this morning.
It makes you want to do it more.
I mean, he met me, of course, at church.
Sure.
And the Spirit was moving in a very mighty way this morning, but I still missed that time.
Amen.
And that goes back to what Megan was saying about the dew falling up on the
yes.
flowers or up on the...
Yes.
It's time. It takes time for that to happen. And that's
right.
the way it is in our personal time with God. Give him the amount of time that it's, you don't have to rush through and be able to say, well, I got through chapter whatever.
Yeah.
No, don't rush through. Don't even look at it that way. Just spend the time.
Right.
Spend the
time. You may get stuck on one verse and be there 5 days.
Exactly.
Megan, comment on all this. You really brought up a great point here, girl.
Well, thank you. And it's like Nan said, when you get into the Bible like that, it's like when you truly break yourself down and humble before the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is washing over you. It's like you get this thirst for knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you want it to. You want emphasis on. You want to spend time in the Word and learning about that and how you can apply it to your life, and so that you can spread the Lord's love through what you've learned in your readings and how you live your life.
Amen. And, the more time I spend with the Lord, the more I see dimensions of him that I may have been aware of, but it becomes front and center again in my life. Like his mercy, for instance, or his incredible love for us. And when we spend time with him, he ministers those things to us. We feel that mercy. We feel his compassion. Megan, what was going on today is burdens were being lifted. In fact, we ended up singing that old chorus, "Burdens are lifted at Calvary." And it just was, Jesus will meet you there. And it was happening around the room that burdens were being lifted and the healing was taking place in different areas. Talk to me, Megan, about that, and then we'll get back to Nan.
Amen. I had even had burdens lifted from myself this morning.
Woo! Okay.
It was, yes, amen. It was amazing. And I'm trying to think of how I'm trying to go with this, is when you have those tears that are flowing and you're not sure why, it's God is trying to heal your heart and
amen.
To let you know that no matter what you've done or what you've done in the past, that you can always and will be forgiven.
Yes,
and he is to heal us of our hurts and our sorrows. And I think that so many people, even myself, you grow up in certain circumstances and those nasty tendencies try to follow you because that's the way of
sure.
I would just call it the way of life's protocol.
Right.
anger follows you, and it's like, no, I can change my path.
Amen.
Because that's not the path that I, as a Christian, want to go down. Jesus wants me to go.
That's right. And it's a matter of choice. I find this interesting. In the end of Luke 3, about verse 17, when John the Baptist is describing what Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit is going to do in people's lives, he says he'll place everything true in its proper place before God. Everything false, he'll put out with the trash to be burned. In other words, the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus came to introduce us to, the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit sets us right on the inside. And the junk that needs to be pushed out, put out for the trash, happens. The Holy Spirit shows us, let's deal with this. Or the things that are good that we need to grow on the inside of us, God shows us. Verse 18, there was a lot more of this. Words that gave strength to the people, words that put heart in them, the message. And God's word gives strength and it puts heart on the inside of us. Megan, comment on that before we get ready to go to station ID in a minute. Go ahead.
Sure. I also heard another song this morning by Matthew West, is Forgiveness.
Okay.
And sometimes I think that we have to forgive ourselves for things that we have done. And like you said, throwing things in the trash.
Right.
And learning to love the unlovable.
Right.
And that's part of that song as well, is, you know, there are some people, and even in my own life, that you have to love them even when they are in one of those moments of maybe of rage or sadness, or they've lost their joy. Is if we have the Holy Spirit upon us, we're able to love them through that and not become angry as they are, or jealous as they are, or worldly as some people are,
right.
Is that we're able to have that light that just radiates off of us in everything that we do, and that people can see that, because
amen.
That's what Jesus wants us to do.
Woo! Amen, amen, amen. We are going to be talking more about this in more detail and depth and going into chapter 4 of Luke in the next hour. We hope you stay with us. Nan, would you read that prayer request that just came through? By the way, email is always up, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. If you'd like to send a note or prayer request, we also have a special prayer line. This just came in on our prayer line. This was a person, it's from a person, her name is Ann, that has been coming to church. And she had sent a request a few days ago for her relative that was brain dead. And Nan, this just came on in. And by the way, dear ones, if you want to send a prayer request, you can do that now. prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com, or a comment or a question for the show, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. Go ahead and read what Ann wrote.
The doctors told the family that Ray was brain dead. Today he reacted to pain, which the doctor said was impossible, and then he squeezed his father and girlfriend's fingers when they were speaking to him. Thank heavens our God doesn't listen to the doctors, and neither will we. The family has asked for everyone to pray at 7 p.m. tonight for his full recovery. Thank you, Anne.
And we have been praying for this man, Ray, and not giving up. And so we thank God. Jesus is the healer, dear ones out there. If you're going through something where you need emotional healing or you need physical healing in your body, Jesus is the healer. And we will talk more about that in the next hour. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to our services Sunday morning now at 10:30. So no longer on Sunday night, Sunday morning at 10:30, 3700 Almerton Road. And Wednesday night, Bible study is at 7. The first Wednesday night of each month, Nan, we're going to just have a prayer meeting. The whole year of 2013 is dedicated, Megan, to the first Wednesday night of each month being 2 hours of prayer at Beacon of Hope starting at 6:30. I think it's powerful, and it's going to change people's lives. We're going to teach you how to pray.
I think it's powerful, too. You said 2 hours.
Well, 6:30 to 8:30.
It doesn't seem like, just like this radio show never seems 2 hours, nor does a prayer time.
Right.
And it's just wonderful things have come out already from the prayers that's
yes.
been being prayed as we all in one accord
right.
pray, you know, in particular item or issue or situation or whatever, you know, just the unified prayer of everyone.
It's
believing
the answers to prayer, just like this that you just
right.
read. If you out there have a special need, a friend that needs healing, or you yourself or somebody, send a request and we will make sure the prayer team gets it in advance of Wednesday night. And then Wednesday night, of course, will be prayed about also. Prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. Station ID. We'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater Tampa Bay, WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay, KLRG Sheridan Little Rock, and FM 94.5 K233BF Little Rock.
All right, and welcome to all the listeners in these other states that get this show live now, which is really cool. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. With me, two of our radio team. We have a radio team of seven plus me, and Nan is one of them. She's right here in the studio with me and does a lot around Beacon of Hope. Megan, you are, and your mother, Betty, were a part of my church I pastored in Indiana many years ago, 20 years ago. So I've known you since you were just a little thing, knee-high to a grasshopper, Megan.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. It doesn't seem like 20 years, though.
No, 20, more than 20, really. And it's such a joy that you and your mama are now part of this radio team. It's exciting. We're teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit right now. And we welcome you all to find your Bibles, if you can, unless you're driving down the road. And we're going to be going to Luke 4 here in just a moment. And in this next hour, we are live every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, 3 Tampa time, 3 to 5 now. Used to be 4, but it's now 3. Next Sunday is our 300th radio show. Nan, you've been on the radio with the radio team a couple years now. Pretty exciting to see us hit a landmark like 300 shows, don't you think?
Oh, pretty exciting. I mean, that's like, if you were to line them up in a day, that would be almost a solid year's worth, you know, well, minus about 65. But,
wow.
I mean, you know, carry you into probably, you know, January through October
right.
of one every day.
Of one every day. And we have them on our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. A lot of them over the last 3 or 4 years are on that website. We have a huge website, a big server. So you can go to our website anytime, day or night, and go to the radio shows and listen for the full 2 hours. It's a great way to get some teaching, don't you think, Nan,
well,
on the inside of you?
I'd like to encourage anyone. I have started listening to some of them and actually taking notes. And I
okay.
can type fast. So I
yeah.
type notes off of the
off
you know,
of the, shows.
The show. And you're like you're learning a lot. You know?
Isn't that cool?
It is really cool.
And Megan, you're up there in Indiana. And for people like you that are in other states, it's a good way to learn the word if you're not right here in the local congregation. It makes you feel a part of it, don't you think?
Oh, it definitely does. And, you know, I've listened to some of the broadcasts from a while ago, and it's amazing how that, you know, it's been probably like, you know, one recorded 2 months ago, but yet there's still something in that broadcast that can speak to you.
Amen. That's the anointing of God, you know? It's
Amen,
so cool.
It is.
It's so great. So we welcome you. Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, and listen to some old shows. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, come and join us for a service. We've got our next song, Living Water by Jesse Clark Funk. Listen to this one. It's going to be a great song.
The lines on her face were tired, but her eyes reflected true peace. She'd struggled for years with doubts and fears, but now all I see is relief. When I asked her how this could be, my heart believed what she gently said. Thank you. from the cup of sin. I've tasted the tears of regret. I'm ready to wipe.
To the living water. That's where I find my strength. He cleanses us and he heals us. And Megan brought up John 7:37-39, where on the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up in the crowd and he talked about the living water. In fact, let's just run over there a minute because it is critical to this. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. John 7:37-39, and it says here, on the final day of the feast. Whoa, just a minute. Just messed up my headphones here. Okay. On the final day of the feast, Jesus took his stand and he cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Rivers of living water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone who believes in me this way," just as the scripture says. He said this in regard to the Spirit whom those who believed in him were about to receive. And that's what we're talking about today, the living water, the Spirit of the living God. Let's go back to Luke 4. And we know that in Luke 3, as John the Baptist was baptizing people in water, that Jesus came to the Jordan River also to be baptized. And he was, and when he was baptized in Luke 3, about verse 21, as he was praying, the sky opened and the Holy Spirit, like a dove descending, came down on him. And a voice came out of that cloud that said, "You are my son, chosen and marked by my love and pride of my life." And then we go over to Luke 4, and now we know Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. And he left that Jordan River, and he was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness, and he was there for 40 days. 40 is always the number of testing and trial. It rained 40 days when Noah was in the ark. The children of Israel walked around the same mountain for 40 years. 40 is always talking about testing and trial. And so Jesus was tested by the devil, and I don't want to talk about that today except to say this, that in all three testings that the devil brought to Jesus, Jesus answered with a scripture. It is written. And in our prayer meetings on Wednesday night, we are going to learn to do this in greater measure in this new year. That when the devil comes at us with whatever he comes at us, we're going to learn to quote the word, speak the word, to that situation like Jesus did. It is written. And in verse 14 of Luke 4, Jesus returned after these 40 days in the wilderness and the testing by the devil. He returned powerful in the Spirit. So when we go through testing, Nan, we sometimes think that we're just going to be so defeated and so defeated. But go ahead.
We come through it more powerful because of going through the difficult time. It's just the way it works.
How does it work that way?
Well, because we learn greater reliance upon our Father and upon God, you know, as far as how to do things and handle things. You know, if everything rocks along, everything's perfect, everything's grand, never have an issue, never have a problem, you really can't grow in a greater measure of your relationship with God because you're not relying on him as much because you're relying on yourself. Everything's going fine. I don't need to rely on anybody, you know?
Graham Cook says we need a problem. We really need a problem because that's how we grow. Megan, let's go with that.
Going back just real briefly to after Jesus was baptized,
mm-hmm.
and how we earlier in the show talked about how you can change your physical appearance. Where I'm trying to go with this is if God didn't change his appearance, if Jesus' appearance wasn't changed, his outward clothing or his face was not changed, is that Jesus changed his appearance from the inside out.
Right, exactly.
And that is because he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And as part of being a child of God, that's one of our blessings, is that God's Spirit lives through us.
Right.
So that we can experience victoriousness over Satan, as we were
Amen.
Just talking about, over those temptations that he tries to throw at us. And that when we are full of God's grace, and when we are full of the Word of God, that we're able to come at Satan with the Word of God, he has to back down, because that God's power is much greater than anything in this world.
Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Nan, comment on that.
Well, you're talking about quoting the scripture as I was doing this study yesterday. One thing, the Holy Spirit will bring remembrance of
yes,
things. And
right.
And I know I made a note of that, because there's been times whatever would be happening or going on or a spiritual battle, whatever, and all of a sudden, scripture that I
right.
hadn't even thought of in years, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit brought it back to me to
well,
be able
look
to
what,
speak back to
exactly.
Satan. Wait a minute, the Bible says, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
You know? And so he's our helper. He will,
which is
he will
what
be
Jesus
there.
Did right here with every temptation. He quoted from the book of Deuteronomy, you know, from every temptation, Jesus came back with a response from the Word of God. And Megan, don't you think so many people they get bogged down with fear about what the devil might throw at them because they don't realize the weapon that they have in the Word of God. They don't have any concept.
Amen. I agree. And, you know, if you don't get in the Word daily, and if you aren't attending church regularly, and if you're not taking those moments of time to spend with the Lord so that you can be overcome with the power of the Holy Spirit, then you will feel that way, because that's Satan trying to tempt you.
Right.
That, hey, you haven't been doing what you're supposed to do, so, hey, look at me over here. Look at this over here. You can't do that. Well, yes, I can, because as we said, greater is he that is in the world than he that is in me. And that is the truth.
Right.
It's just the way that it works, like Nan said.
We've got to get that down on the inside of us, that God is greater in us than anything else that the devil throws at us. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit, which we're talking about here in this series. The power of the Holy Spirit is coming to a realization down on the inside of us that because God lives on the inside of me and I have God's precious word right here before me, I can fight anything that the devil throws at me, anything, and that's why there should be no fear. Comment on that, Nan, and we'll get back to Megan.
I think sometimes we don't realize the power that we have in
right.
the Word of God, you
right.
know, and what the Scripture says, and which is what you're saying, like on Wednesday nights, we're going to start learning how to do more and more of that.
Yes.
There is power
Amen.
In the Word of God. I mean, it's a sword of the Spirit. Of
right.
course there's power in the Word of God. You know, it's part of the armor that is spoke of in Ephesians 6.
Amen. Megan, talk to us about this.
Well, you know, yesterday I was trying to prepare mentally and spiritually for the radio show today, and I could hear Satan trying to tempt me, even in one of my own strengths, is that, you know, when I talk about the Lord, I just want to glorify him to whoever I can, because that's what we're meant to do
Amen.
As a child of God. And it's like, here I opened up my Bible, and I'm given the scripture of Mark 13 in 11, where it talks about, whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say.
Amen.
Just say whatever is given to you at the time, for
yeah.
it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit.
Amen,
and
girl.
That is so true, because none of your radio broadcasts are set and determined by what you're going to say. It's all
no
the
script.
Holy Spirit creating impromptu speech.
Yes.
And speaking and getting out what the Lord wants to get out at that point in time.
Well, even this very broadcast right here is not going the way I kind of thought it might. We've gone in different directions, but we're still with that same theme about the power of the Holy Spirit. And you're right, Megan, when we learn to walk each day in the power of the Holy Spirit, God puts words in our mouths. God causes us to be able to express his heart and his feelings about a situation. Like right now on the show, there's no script. There never has been. The only thing that's scripted is we know what songs we're going to use. But other than that, we have no clue what God is going to do. And that's walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Great point, Megan. Nan, you want to comment on that? No. Okay.
No.
All right.
You did it well.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So Jesus returned to Galilee in verse 14 of Luke 4 in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, interesting. Where had he been for the last 40 days? Well, 41 days ago, he was baptized in the River Jordan, and then the Holy Spirit came down upon him. Then he went into 40 days in the wilderness. Now, a lot of us in tough times, difficult times, I've had some times in 2012 where I felt like I was in a wilderness. And I tell you, some of you may too. Maybe you're in a situation right now where you feel like, God, where are you and what's going on in my life and why has this happened to me and that has happened to me? But when we are in the wilderness time and we take the time to meditate on God's word, which obviously is what Jesus was doing, for him to be able to respond to all three of these temptations with, it is written. He responded with scripture. When we take the time to meditate, that's where our power is. Megan, talk to me about that, because we can take condemnation and say, well, I don't do that enough, but do it some, and the more you do it, the more you want to do it. Talk to me about that.
That's exactly right. It's that spiritual fire. It's having the power and the artillery, if you pardon my French,
yeah,
to come at the enemy, just as Jesus did in the wilderness.
Right.
You know, when he was at his weakest, you know, he had been fasting, and he was tempted several times by Satan, and every single time, no matter how weak his physical body was.
Right.
You know, if you're laying in a hospital bed, just as that lady Ann that had emailed you, and he's laying there, you know, physically unable to pray, but he has family members that can step in for
yes,
him.
Yes, amen.
Because of our own physical weaknesses, not our spiritual weaknesses, but you know, Jesus experienced the same things that we do in our daily lives. And it's amazing that we, too, can hold that power, and that is the Holy Spirit working through us to step in front of the enemy, lay our foot down, and say, hey, look, you know, God died on the cross for me. I am allowed to be full of joy no matter what I'm facing. I'm at his mercy. That's what he granted for me. And that's what we have to realize, Pastor, in our daily lives, is that we are greater than anything that is thrown in front of us.
Absolutely. And I think so many people, Megan, are afraid that they don't have any power, that God has power, and maybe the pastor has power, or an evangelist has power, but that they don't have power. And in this series, Megan, we are going to concentrate on the fact that God has given each one of us power in the Holy Spirit. Nan, talk about this.
Well, one thing I wanted to, I think we've kind of touched on it, but make sure to point out, in Luke 4, the first verse, it said, now Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit. Full of the Holy Spirit. There he is. He goes into this 40 days of, you know, testing and trials. And then he came out of it and said, and he returned to Galilee powerful in the Spirit.
Yes.
So he went into this testing period
right.
with the Holy Spirit
right.
within him. He was full of the Holy Spirit.
According right.
to the Bible, full of the Holy Spirit. And we need to always realize that we are full of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us as we go through a trial or something, because Satan is going to come against us because he's not pleased that we're serving God. You know, we're gonna go through some trials. I mean, but we're full of the Holy Spirit. We can come out of it powerful with the Holy Spirit.
You know, I so agree with everything you're saying. And some of you out there may be saying, how do I get full of the Holy Spirit? Number one, you say, God, fill me up with your Holy Spirit. That's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where you just say, God, I want all you have for me. So you just ask him to fill you up. But then there is the component of being in the Word, you know, which we're going to talk about more in the next week or two here. The Word really fills you up with the Holy Spirit. It really does. That's the key right here, because what did Jesus fight with here in all three temptations? He fought with the Word. It is written. And the third thing that we've got to, besides saying, God, fill me up, everybody got these? First one is granting permission for the Holy Spirit to come and just fill you to overflowing. The second one is understanding the importance of the Word. But the third one has to do with worship. And we'll do a whole series on this. We'll probably do at least one show on it. Megan, what happens to you? Let me just give an and before I ask you this question, when you and your mom were down here for the first time in October at our anniversary weekend, the three of us were running around Tampa Bay and Pinellas County, and I was showing you everything. And as we were in the truck going, you had your iPod, you know, hooked into my car speakers. And what was happening there to us, Megan? I mean, yeah, we were doing some fun chit-chat, but we were also doing what?
We were praising God.
Amen.
Praising God. And, you know, when you do that, no matter if you're by yourself, you know, and when you're doing that, the Holy Spirit comes in.
Woo!
And you just get this empowerment.
Yes.
That hits you. And you get your confidence and your courage.
Yes.
And that's part of the Holy Spirit.
When
Woo! You feel that courage come on you.
Amen.
Remember when we were at the vet clinic with your baby boy?
Yes.
And I approached a couple of people.
Yes.
That I was just honed in on them. And I felt a drive inside of me to go up and tell them, you know, hey, I'm sorry for what you're going through. That was that empowerment that
Amen.
I felt.
Amen.
And, you know,
you ministered to those people. Yes.
Yes.
And they were
and,
getting ready to put their little puppy down. Yes, it was, or not puppy,
were.
But it was a dog, but still just,
yeah.
Oh, so sad. Crying and
sad.
Yes.
And it's like, if you feel that empowerment welling up inside of you,
mm-hmm.
don't ignore it.
Amen.
Act on it.
Act on it. Woo!
Act on it.
And as you praise and as you worship, excuse me, that power of God, that was a hiccup, that power of God gets stronger and stronger on the inside of you. Listen to this song so I can hiccup again. Whatever You're Doing by Sanctus Real.
It's time for healing, time to move on. It's time to fix what's been broken too long. Time to make right what has been wrong. It's time to find my way to where I belong. There's a wave that's crashing over me, and all I can do is surrender. Whatever You're doing inside of me, it feels like chaos, but somehow there's peace. And it's hard to surrender to what I can't see, but I'm giving in to something heavenly. Time for a milestone, time to begin again. Reevaluate who I really am. Am I doing just climbing aimlessly over these hills? So show me what it is you want from me. I give everything, I surrender.
Everything out that I've wanted to say for so many years. Time to release all my held back tears. Whatever you're doing inside of me, it feels like chaos, but I believe you're up to something.
Whatever you're doing, God, it may feel like chaos to some of you out there, but God is doing a fresh work in our lives. We're getting ready to close out 2012 and go into a new year. It's a new day in God also, Nan. It's a day where we need to be just letting go of the past.
We need to let go of the past. And, you know, we're talking about the Holy Spirit
yes.
in our lives.
Yes.
And it's kind. It's like this whole refreshing thing.
Yes,
You know, he's with you all the time, but then there's certain heightened times when you're acknowledging or recognizing that more so,
right.
You know, like when you're in your quiet time or spending time with him or, you know, as opposed to the hecticness of everything, he's still there and
right.
you still feel him, but it's different. I kind of thought it's kind of like, you know, well, I'm thinking about my son and his girlfriend, and they, you know, it's the excitement that you have of wanting to see that person.
Sure.
You know, if you don't get to see that person for, say, a week, but the eagerness of wanting to see that person, we can live with the excitement of the Holy Spirit being with us and in our lives.
Yes.
With that same, I don't want to use the word intensity, but for lack of a better word, intensity of excitement.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit's in my life.
Amen.
How cool.
We got to get that. We got to get that.
I'm excited. You know what I mean? Get excited
yes.
about it. Just the same way that, you know, you get excited, you know, someone's just gotten married and they
right.
just look forward to when they get off the job to come home to get to see their bride or see their
right.
husband.
Sure.
With that same, but it's a much higher level.
Oh,
excitement.
Yeah.
Much higher level
yeah.
and deeper
yeah.
than any kind of human relationships that we have
sure.
down here.
But it's amazing. Megan, talk about that. The power of the Holy Spirit, the relationship with God Almighty, the creator of the universe. Amazing.
It is amazing. And, you know, that song talking about surrendering,
mm-hmm.
that is exactly what you have to do.
Amen.
You have to let go of your past.
Right.
And you can't let it control your future.
Right.
And you can't control your destiny because God controls your destiny.
Right.
You just have to let him.
Exactly.
And, you know, coming into this new year, you know, everybody makes these, oh, I'm going to lose weight or
resolutions.
I'm not going to drink pop and
right.
yada, yada, yada. How about making a New Year's resolution to get closer to your creator?
Woo! Amen. Wait a minute. Bing, bing, bing. Absolutely.
I got the bell.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Absolutely. We've got to do that, Megan. That's it. Go with that. Go with that.
Amen. And, you know, make it a point, you know, every single day, I don't care what time it is sit down, take a break, even if you got to go into the bathroom, which is sometimes where I have to go to get some peace in my house.
Okay.
And get your Bible and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, come upon me.
Amen.
So that the words that I am directed to, that not only am I going to read them, but I'm going to accept them and try to change who I am so that I can better myself. And when you do that, everything will systematically fall into place by the grace of God.
It does. And it does because when we are obedient and willing, it says in Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. And what God does is he gives us a free will, and he doesn't make us draw close to him. He says, if you draw close to me, I will draw close to you. But the whole thing is the decision is in our laps, and we don't have to become full of the power of the Holy Spirit. But why not, dear listener? Would you not want the creator of the universe, the one who knows you, who created you, who knows all your warts and all your freckles and everything about you, to be, live on the inside of you and direct you on a daily basis? Nan, talk to me about this. I could preach about this right now.
I can
now.
See that.
Can you're, you see
yeah,
that? I'm
you're
excited getting, about
you're
this.
You're excited. You're hitting the table and everything. Wow.
Yes.
Preach it, Pastor.
She's doing it, Megan. She's doing it. People don't realize what they're missing.
Right.
They don't. People literally do not realize what they're missing.
No, they don't.
We're just not a bunch of fanatical people talking about this. This is scripture.
No, this
we're
is real.
To scripture.
This
it's
is
real.
Life.
And, you know, it's they just don't know what they're missing.
Well, we are fanatical people because we are, you
we
know.
Are?
Yes, we are. Because,
seriously?
You know, I am a fanatical Tampa Bay Rays baseball fan.
Well, yeah, you
fan,
are a fanatical Tampa Bay.
And used to be a radical Buccaneers fan until they never have them on TV to see. But they are right now? Okay, all right.
No, I think the game just ended. They're on something else now.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, you know, I get to as many Rays games as I can. I watch them and all. I am fanatical about my Rays, okay? And we need to be more fanatical about our relationship with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit on our lives than even a team that we all love, like the Florida Gators or whoever. Megan, talk to me about that. Good point.
Well, you know, is I was directed to back to John, chapter 15, 5 through 8.
Yeah.
That if you are not joined with God,
right,
in the intimate relationship, that if you are, you're going to have an abundant harvest. That's
right.
Basically what it says.
Yes.
And if you separate from God, you can't produce anything. And it says, anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire.
Exactly.
But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are home with you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon.
Amen.
And that is totally true. When you allow God, the Holy Spirit, to work through you, when you pray, it's powerful.
Amen.
And that's why when, you know, tonight at 7 p.m. when Ann asked for prayer.
Right.
Listeners, if you don't pray, guess what? Tonight at 7 o'clock, you have a deadline. Pray for that gentleman to lift him out of his bed and to heal him. And that's just like at Beacon of Hope when you guys are going to have those powerful prayer meetings the first Wednesday of every month. That is a powerful time because that's what we are supposed to do. That's
Amen.
Our destiny.
Amen, Megan. And we have got to be as excited, actually more excited, about developing our relationship with Almighty God, the creator of the universe, mighty counselor, eternal father, Prince of Peace. We've got to be more excited about developing that relationship with him in this new year and earning a dollar. Or developing a new relationship with someone, a person, or whatever. The relationship, talk to me about this, Nan, with God. Developing that has got to be on the front burner, not the back burner, or under the burner, like it is for some people, or not even on the stove at all, like it might be for some people. It's got to be on the front burner of our lives. God wants to have a relationship with you.
And there goes my preacher. And she is a preacher.
I'm sorry, but
that's
I mean, gotta say it. God's upset with people who do not.
Right.
Well, he's not mad at us. It's not that.
Right.
But he yearns for that relationship with us.
Well, I know, like for myself, right now, there's really something happening within me. There's a real stirring,
amen,
within me,
yes,
right now. Like I've never, ever been in my life.
Amen.
Seriously, like I've never been in my life.
Woo!
And it's just, I just want to know him more.
Yes.
I just want to spend more time with him.
That's it right there, girl. You got it.
You know, and this Bible study has helped me stay very focused on it. It's a great Bible study that I started. And I prayed. I had two or three different ones at the house, and I'm like, I didn't start on one for two or three days because I didn't know which one I was supposed to start with.
Yeah.
And then the Lord led me.
Okay.
And just, you know, he has so much out there for us.
We got to grab it.
You just got to get it. And people, you know, like, don't want to take the time.
Right.
You know, it's like if a husband and wife, they get married and then they never do anything together, they're not developing that relationship with each other because, you know, they go their separate ways at times when they don't have to do that. You know,
oh, I know people like that.
You know, they've
been married forever, but really they're not close
at
all.
They're not close, you know,
right.
and that's the way it can be with God if we choose
right.
not to work on that relationship, spend that time. Like Megan said, find that quiet time. If you have to go in the bathroom, sit down, take your Bible, that's okay. It doesn't matter where you are. You know, you can be kneeling, standing, sitting, laying down, sitting, whatever. It's just spending that time, setting that time aside and spending that time with God.
Amen.
Like Megan said.
Megan, talk to us.
Well, you know, I think it is an important year, 2013, of developing a deeper relationship with our Creator, because if you're not full of the Holy Spirit, then you're missing out on what God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And if you want control of your life, you need the Holy Spirit, because when you get the Holy Spirit, you're going to get confidence, joy, peace. And you're going to have more love in your life than you've ever experienced in your life. And that's what Nan and Pastor are talking about. I can't describe to you. I could just holler. It's so exciting to feel this feeling of letting go. And it's like Nan said, you know, you're coming into a new day.
Right.
And I feel that way today as well. And it's amazing feeling. It's like the clouds are opening up, like the day when Jesus was baptized, is that the clouds are opening up, and we are down here, and we've got our hands reached out towards heaven and saying, God, fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Oh, amen.
We so long for peace in our lives, and that's where it lies, is with our Lord.
Amen. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, Megan Becky pointed out something this morning. You know, the number 13 is associated a lot of times with bad luck or superstition or whatever. And she said the number 13, we're going into 2013, the number 13 is just 1 and 3, and 1 is the number for God and his all power. 3 is the number for God and his everything that is him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So when you look at it that way and not let it be like, oh, this is 2013, that's a bad number. No, it's not a bad number. It's all about God and his reign in our lives. And you're right, Megan. It is time for each of us to realize that time's a wasting, gang. It is time to get serious about our relationship with the Lord. We don't know how long we have on this earth, any of us. And Nan, comment on
One thing that I feel the Lord has spoken to me about is like, get busy.
Get busy.
Get busy. There's things that I want to do through you. There's ways I want to use you to reach out to people. You need to spend the time with me. I'll lead and guide you what to do. There's work to be done. Do it.
Right.
Do it. I mean, but you do it out of love. You know,
do it in the power of the Holy Spirit,
most definitely.
And it's going to turn out fine.
It will turn out fine. Absolutely.
Even though there might be some things that happen in your life, like happened to me in 2012, that I'm like, oh, whoa, what was that about? That cyclone that just came through my life, whatever it might be in anybody's life, okay? Mm-hmm. But God always brings good, because Romans 8:28 is always true. For we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Megan, talk to me. I tell you what, we could go another hour right now. We're not going to, but we could.
You're
because it's all about developing the relationship with the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit. Talk to me, Megan. Megan Kramer.
Amen. Well, you know, here I am. I'm looking at Luke chapter 4 when Jesus was in Nazareth and he had been handed the scroll from the prophet Isaiah.
Yes.
You know, to those people out there that think, oh, well, the number 13 is unlucky. How about this, that Jesus read in front of these people at the Sabbath? It said, God's Spirit is on me.
Right.
He's chosen me to preach the message of good news to the poor, sent me to announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened free and the battered free, to announce that, guess what? We can use this even in 2013. This is God's year to act.
Amen, girl. Woo!
Amen.
Amen. And that very scripture that Jesus read from the scroll in Isaiah 61, 1 through 5, that you just read in Luke 4, that's the scripture he used for his first sermon. Luke 4 is Jesus' first sermon, and that is our vision scripture for Beacon of Hope, and has been back, Megan, the church I pastored that you grew up in at Cornerstone Ministry, that was our same vision scripture, Isaiah 61, 1 through 5. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for God has anointed me to preach the gospel, and that's what it's all about. Talk to me, Megan.
Amen, and, you know, if you are a type of person that's hooked on derogatory things, and that you know the number 13 is going to bring a bad year, well, guess what? That's not what God is saying to you. That's
Amen.
Not the way that God works.
Amen.
God is of peace, joy, and love, and
Amen.
We can change our mindset.
That's right.
We have to change our mindset and let the Holy Spirit take over our mind and control our mind, and not let our physical self do that.
You know, that's so true. When Becky said that today about these are God's numbers, 1 and 3 represent him, I said to the people, interestingly enough, when my dad passed away with me there with him on November 3rd of 2007, he passed away, Megan, exactly at 3 o'clock. Okay, that's exactly the hour also that Jesus gave up his spirit and put his head down and said, it is finished, exactly at 3 o'clock that day. My mother, who died in July 31st of this year, it died exactly at 1 o'clock, exactly on the dot. So I find this very interesting. We're going into 2013, 1 and 3, but both of those numbers talk about the supremacy of God, the absolute power of God, the one only God, number one, and three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is just too good. So come, Holy Spirit, move in your people. Let's do this song by Terry McCallum. It will bless your heart.
His glory to see.
Praise God. Just cue that up again. We'll use it in a few minutes. I'll tell you when, Cedric. Come, Holy Spirit, move in your people. Father God, this is the cry of our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, change us. Move in your people. Draw us to Jesus. Draw us to Jesus. Lord, that is the cry of our hearts. Draw these listeners to yourself, God. Draw us to Jesus. Lord, that is what we want to know. We want to know you, Lord. Paul said in Philippians 3, I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. I want to know you, God, in this new year in a fuller way, in a new dimension. Draw us to Jesus, your glory to see. Rain down from heaven fresh living water. Bring us that liberty. God, I pray that over our listeners today, that today would be a fresh beginning as we enter this new year of 2013, that today decisions will be made right this moment. And the decision is, God, draw me to yourself. I draw close to you. And because I do, I know you will draw close to me. Draw us to Jesus. Your glory to see. And so, Lord, for those out there that need a healing in their bodies right now, I speak that healing in the name of Jesus over Ray, this relative of Ann. We speak healing to his body. Let him fully recover from this situation where he has been given this awful diagnosis. Let him fully recover. We say to you, Ray, rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Some of you out there are emotionally crippled, and you know that you've been having a really rough time with a lot of things going on in your life. God wants to heal you. God wants to raise you up. God wants this to be a new day for you. God wants you to go into this new year drawing close to Jesus. Fill us anew, God, right now. There are some of you out there that when we talked about being filled up with the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you are feeling, that's for me. This is what it is when you want all that God has for you and you say, God, fill me to overflowing. Ask him right now to baptize you in his Holy Spirit, to fill you to overflowing. He'll give you a new language. We'll teach on that someday. He will fill you with his Holy Spirit and with power, and you will be able to be witnesses. Acts chapter 1, read it and you'll understand. Read Acts 1, 2, 3, 4, and you'll understand what it's all about. Jesus said, wait for the power of the Holy Spirit, because when he comes and invades your life, then you will have the power to be witnesses everywhere you go. And Lord, right now, we just speak that there are those out there in our listening audience that are asking you right now by faith to fill them up with your Holy Spirit. So, Jesus, you're the Holy Spirit baptizer. Just do that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There are some out there right now who are so battered and bruised, and we're going to talk about that next week, how the power of the Holy Spirit can heal bruised and hurt lives. And we're going to talk about it in detail. And so we just ask you right now, Holy Spirit, to begin the work in these listeners that need to hear about the fact that you are the great physician, the healer of our emotions and our physical bodies. So, Lord, we thank you for all that has been done on this show today, and we trust you that you are doing a fresh work in our listeners and in Megan and Nan and I as we have delivered this word today. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you from the bottom of our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, move in your people. Draw us to Jesus, your glory to see. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Nan, talk to us. And then, Megan, I'm coming to you for some final words here in a few minutes. Go ahead.
Well, my final words going to be a little bit different. I just really felt my spirit.
You got some time. We're good on time.
Well, I felt my spirit when you were praying that there's somebody who is dealing with serious TMJ issues.
TMJ in the jaw. In the jaw. All right.
And
word of knowledge coming out right now.
Want to just let them know that God, who is the healer,
okay,
can heal them.
Amen.
Can alleviate the neck ache or the headaches, the facial jaw pain, whatever that they're experiencing. God, our God, their God, our God can heal them. And I felt that very strongly in my spirit. I need to share that God will heal you. Whoever's hearing this, God will heal you.
I agree with that right now. So whoever you are out there, receive that healing. You can let us know about it by writing pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. There's somebody that's suffering from migraines and has been having a lot of problems with migraines, but it's almost like during the holiday season, they've gotten so bad that they've been in bed different times with this headache. So we speak healing to you right now in Jesus' name. Be healed. Rise and be healed. Like Jesus said to Peter's mother-in-law that was in bed with a fever, rise and be healed. And we declare that to you right now, the one with the TMJ that Nan just spoke to and the one with the migraines. It may be more than one person because it's amazing. There's so many times that we hear that it's this one and that one and that one and that one and all got the healing from that word of knowledge. So whoever you are, receive that healing. Woo, in Jesus' name. Did you have another comment?
Just that I would encourage people to come to, through the teaching and everything, to come to realization of just how the Holy Spirit does work in our lives and that He's there.
Yes.
And we have to want Him more and more, but He will be there more and more. And it's such an awesome relationship. I mean, I'm just learning so much about the Holy Spirit since yesterday's teaching that I was doing in my Bible study, but I learned a lot. I've learned a lot within the last 24 hours about the Holy Spirit, and I've been raised in a Pentecostal church all my life, and I have learned more the last 24 hours about the Holy Spirit and with your teaching
Praise
this morning
God.
And your teaching on the radio show than I've ever known in my entire life.
Woo! That's what it's all about.
And I'm very serious about that.
So. Wow. So let's learn. Let's learn.
Let's learn.
Megan, where are you, my love? Where are you?
I'm right here. Hey, you know, I agree with Nan. Being able to be involved in this specific radio broadcast and the studying that I have been able to do is... I have a new enlightenment on the Holy Spirit. You know, even though I thought that I knew about how that worked, I now know more. And I feel even more empowered than I did yesterday. And it's just amazing.
Praise God.
Yes, amen. And I kind of, this morning, was given some things about... Some church issues that even I've seen in the churches that I've been in is that, you know, if you're not open to the Holy Spirit, then you really aren't comfortable when there is a fiery sermon being preached at your church.
Right.
If you want a non-confrontational sermon, then you need to get down on your hands and knees and repent of the baggage that you're carrying upon yourself.
Whoa.
Because let me tell you, the Holy Spirit, He's going to deal with you in different ways.
Yes.
He cuts to the chase, and He deals with the hindrances that keep people from God's blessing.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, I think it's important as well as the sheep that are in churches that we pray for our pastors. That
Amen,
the Holy
Megan.
Spirit is welcome into our churches.
Amen.
And that the sheep are of humble hearts and are open to the words that are being spoken to us so that they can get down deep inside and deal with the junk that we got going on as humans. And I just pray for all the listeners and for you and Nan that the year 2013 is an awakening and a revival of the excitement that God wants us to have for Him, that we want to be saved, and that we welcome Him into our life.
Ah, profound.
We receive that profound words.
And, you know, Megan, it's time for people to realize that it's not just another New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. This can be the beginning of such a dramatic explosion of God's power in our lives in this new year that we will look back and say, my life will never be the same because of the decisions I made this New Year's Eve and this New Year's Day. I'm so pumped. I'm so excited about this new series and what God is doing, Megan. And you and your mama Betty are such a powerful part of our radio team now. And we thank God for bringing you back into our lives. And
yes,
just a joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, each of us. And we've got to go into this new year with that realization. Was there another comment you wanted to make?
No, I wish that I could just, I know you feel the same way. It's like, I feel like I could go on for another hour. I am just lit up with that fire.
Yes.
And it's almost like I feel like I can envision when the prophets were given their Holy Spirit filling, you know, that fire that came into the room.
Yes.
It's that I want people to be lit up with this fire because it is the coolest, most amazing thing you will ever experience.
Woo.
That you can go out and be the courageous warrior for God that he wants us to be. I just wish that people could just feel it.
Amen.
It's amazing.
Amen. We want to hear from you. Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Nan. You're wonderful assets in this radio team. God bless both of you for your time. And, you know, dear listener, we want to hear from you. You can send your prayer request to prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. You can write me personally, and I will write you back. Pastor at beaconofhopeministries.com. My associate pastor, Pastor Jim's email is Pastor Jim at beaconofhopeministries.com. But mine is just simply Pastor. And so we want to hear from you, and we want you to become an active partner with us in this radio ministry. We've never ever begged for money. We've not done that in 300 shows, 299 shows, I guess. But we want to add partners financially this new year to the radio ministry. And you can go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, go to PayPal and give an offering, a tithe. If this is your church, tithe your finances into this ministry. And Cedric, let's get back to that song, Come Holy Spirit, Move in Your People. Oh, dear God, thank you for all that was done today. Lord, move in your people in a fresh, new way. Draw us to Jesus. Draw us, mighty God, to Jesus in this new year. Thank you for your blessings of 2012, Lord. Thank you for the trials. Thank you for the problems, because we've learned a lot about your greatness and the way you see us through. Thank you, Lord, for your word. It's mighty. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. It is so precious. Thank you for the power, the joy, and the peace that you give. Come, Holy Spirit. Move in your people. We declare this song over God's people. Come, Holy Spirit. We will see you next week at 3 o'clock. We're going to close with this. We're going to raise the level on this and let this song get down on the inside of you. See you next week on Living the Good Life. His glory to the same. God bless you. Have a great week and just walk in the power of the Holy Spirit.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock. And FM 94.5, K233BF, Little Rock.